very blessed Wednesday morning to all. What a beautiful time of the year. It's turning to winter. The temperature is getting a little bit cold. The leaves are being collected by those big trucks. And Thanksgiving is tomorrow. No better song to begin on Morning Light on WWDB with me, Scott Borsky, than with the acknowledgement that God is everywhere so we can pray anywhere. Please join with Brandon Lake on his Praise You Anywhere. Don't forget this day and every day, especially when the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving, giving thanks to God, to count your blessings one by one and see the wonders and miracles that God has done. Sing with this beautiful song by Seth Schluter, Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday, I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope, and now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. One, two, three, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. I look in forever. To God I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
I certainly know on the holiday season, whether you're on a vacation or on a staycation, you're going to meet new people in your lives. And there's a reason for that. God brings new people in your lives to bring you something. You just have to find out what that reason is. And the only way you can do that is to love them as yourself. Love thy neighbor as yourself wherever you are in the world. Sing with Danny Gokey on his Love God, Love People.
We gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Oh,
don't forget this morning and every morning, pray. Prayer is just a fancy word that it means a conversation with God silently in the meditation of your own heart out loud, whatever language, whatever words you want. You don't need to use a prayer book. Just speak to God as you would speak to your best friend. Please join with these words by Steve Harvey. Prayer changes things.
I grew up in a place, man, that was, you had to be something else you come up out of there. Prayer changes things. I was told I would never be nothing. Prayer changes things. I flunked out of school. Prayer changes things. I'm on my third marriage, lost everything I've owned twice. I've been homeless and lived in a car for 3 years. Prayer changes things. The cool thing about prayer is the one thing that's available to everybody at any given time. Do you know that I like talking to him even when I don't really need nothing? So when I do need something, I don't want to have to introduce myself to him.
If this wonderful Wednesday is not the best in every aspect of your life, if you're in the valley, whether it be financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, please know that each and every day, God gives us a new set of mercy, a new set of blessings and miracles, manna from heaven. Please sing with Blanca and Torrin Wells on their Something Better.
Couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust. It'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
A kind of love that I've never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you, a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better.
Put God first in everything we do and everything that we say. That's how all our actions and words become blessed. Always put God first, first, first. Please join with Consumed by Fire on their wonderful First Things First.
I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear. What would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's the prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first. To live your truth, walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse. Kingdom's all I wanna see.
Ever wondering if God is with you 24/7? The answer is absolutely yes. God is Emmanuel. God is with us no matter where in the world we are, whether we're driving our children to school this morning, whether we are going to work, at home, walking the street, wherever you may be, God is certainly Emmanuel. Please listen to these wonderful words by Stephen Furtick. Is God even still with me?
Sometimes the proof that your prayers and faith are working is that the opposition increases. Good God, help me get this message to the back row. Because somebody has been wondering, is God even still with me? Is God using me? Is this even worth it? But there's something about that that should let you know that if the devil showed up in the first place, there must be something important and he must be defending his territory or else he wouldn't bother with you.
God has known you before you were born. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God certainly knows each and every one of us. We are born and made in the image of God. Sing with the fabulous Torrin Wells on his beautiful Known.
Inside me, and you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. I'm fully known, fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no, you won't let go, no matter what I do. It's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you.
Did you thank God this morning yet on this wonderful, wonderful chilly Wednesday, November morning? Did you wake up and say, thank you, God? This is the day the Lord has made. I know it was you who woke me up this morning to bring blessings to others and to find out how to become closer to my given purpose and mission. Sing with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girl, for the world, waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, now. Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble,
for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor.
It is the heart of the football season. The Eagles are doing well, and we can be blessed by them. And if you're not a fan of the Eagles, then, you know, that's okay, too. One of the NFL players that I admire the most is quarterback Derek Carr. And a few years back when he was benched, he took it upon himself to be closer to God and speak to others about his journey back to God. And no matter what occupation you have, these words by QB Derek Carr of the NFL hopefully will touch you. Please join with Derek Carr on his preaching after being benched.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to come at you, but I'm a little fired up these past couple weeks. I've gone through some stuff a little bit, right? And I found out that nothing can get me down. Nothing can take my feet out from under me. There's nothing that can come against me where I'm not going to win in the end. There's nothing that can come against my household where the Spirit of God breaks it free and says, we don't need to worry about that. Y'all know how many text messages I've gotten saying, are you okay? Stop asking if I'm okay. You don't really know me if you're asking if I'm okay. You don't know the God that I know. I'm just kidding. I love when people say, because I'm like, man, y'all really love me. Thank you. Thank you so much for praying for me. Yes, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But y'all understand my heart. We got to get out of the negativity. We got to stop complaining. What are those things that are holding you captive? Quit being comfortable there. It's easy to stay there. It's easy to point the finger at other people. It's easy to blame others. Trust me, I had a lot of family members trying to do that for me. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. That's comfortable for me. It really could be a comfortable place, but I'm gonna step out of that. I'm gonna say, I just can't wait to be better myself. I'm just gonna keep striving to be the best version of me that I can be. I'm gonna keep trying to be better for whatever I do next. I'm gonna keep trying to, and it's uncomfortable. It's so easy to do it the other way. It's so easy to do this. It's so easy to do that. But instead, I said, Lord, what is it that you're trying to reveal to me in this season? Lord, what is it that you're trying to do in my heart in this season? Patience? Forgiveness? Do they deserve it? Doesn't matter. It's not. He didn't ask me if they deserve it. He didn't ask me if they deserve that. That wasn't on the agenda for me. The agenda for me was just forgive. The agenda for me was have peace. How? In my presence. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But we got to get out of this place of this comfortableness in this captivity. We can't. 9 years. One place. Been hard. I always make this joke. I said, franchises are heavy. Franchises are heavy to carry. They're heavy. But aren't we thankful that whatever it is that God has asked you to do, that he can be the one to say, why don't you just put it in my hands? Why don't you just give it back to me? I have walked through the hardest times of my life, not knowing if my son was going to make it, not knowing if my grandpa was going to make it. not knowing what's next, not knowing my next step, not knowing these things. And I've walked through these times with an absolute peace and a grace that has covered me.
Did you speak words of God? Did you take your scriptures that are right by your bed this morning, or words that you know by heart, your favorite verse from scriptures, whether they be the Bible, whether they be from Proverbs or Psalms, wherever you may be? As soon as you wake up, you should say words of God so you can start. You can start the wheels churning on a day filled with faith and blessing. Sing with Toby Mack on his Speak Life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
We always have to look up multiple times a day to acknowledge that God is looking down upon us and batting away with the angels all the negativity, all the bad things that are meant to come for us, but we don't even realize them because God sends them away even before they get to us. So many things from Satan, from the evil inclination. We say, not today, Satan. I'm always wearing a not today, Satan hat or a shirt. You should realize how many comments I get on that. It is a wonderful icebreaker with people that I just meet. So look up and thank God for not allowing all the negative things to reach us on a daily basis. Sing with Lauren Daigle on her Look Up, Child.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when when the world is crumbling. Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child.
You know, laughter is certainly the best medicine. Proverbs says that laughter is a gift from God, and we should accept that gift as often as possible. Laughter is a present. Laughter is a blessing. Join with Joel Osteen on one of my favorite jokes, Praying Brothers.
I heard about these two brothers, ages 4 and 6. They were spending the night at their grandmother's house. She told them before they went to bed to make sure they said their prayers. They went in the bedroom, got down on their knees, and the youngest brother started praying at the top of his lungs. God, I pray for a new bicycle. I pray for a new PlayStation. I pray for a new puppy. His brother stopped him and said, why are you screaming? God isn't deaf. He said, I know that, but grandmother is.
We know that each and every day that we wake up is a new opportunity to rejuvenate, to renew, to have newness in our lives so we can start fresh each and every day and give all we have to our community to bring as many blessings as possible. Please listen to these words on that theme by Candace Bure and her brother Kirk Cameron on Renewing Your Mind.
What are some of the ways that you are able to continually renew your mind?
Obviously, reading the Bible and reading scripture. And I don't know about you, as an actor, I'll tell you, I have a hard time with scripture memorization. And some people would say, but you memorize lines for a living. And I do, and I can memorize very quickly. The problem is I throw it out very quickly. Whatever I say that day with lines, I don't have to say it the next day, so it leaves my brain. I'm trying to put together some new practices so I can remember that. What I know to be true, because it's my job, is that the easiest way to memorize is repetition, repetition, repetition. So it's just a reminder that whatever scripture you want to memorize, keep reading it every day.
Yep.
Every day, every day, and you won't forget it.
please realize how very blessed you are. And the blessings don't have to be these huge blessings. They could be something as small as just seeing a child laughing, or seeing a cat meowing, which I see multiple times a day, going outside and hearing people laughing, seeing the love in your child's eyes. Those are all blessings that happen 1,000 times a day. And you should always count your blessings and realize, as Cain sings, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed. Child of God, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Some but gone,
yeah.
But when I count the ways you're good to me, you got me counting all day long. Oh yeah,
I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. Hey, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter.
On that. Have a beautiful Wednesday, everybody, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, ha, worry less.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. Oh. There will be joy in the morning. joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning.
You're tuned to WWDB AM 860 in Philadelphia. Hello, this is Barry Reisman. Over the past 55 years, I've had the opportunity to interview hundreds of notable guests from all walks of life. On this special series of programs, we'll take you back years and decades as we replay some of my favorites. Here is one of the, if not the, most controversial guests I've ever had on my program. Some of you might remember the late Rabbi Meir Kahana, the leader of the Jewish Defense League. And he was a guest on my program many times until he was assassinated in the middle of a speech that he was making at the Marriott Hotel in New York, right at Times Square. Rabbi Kahana was a frequent guest on the program, used to come into the studio with about five bodyguards. And I always used to say to him, Rabbi, are they going to protect me too? If anything happens, he said, yes, they'll protect you. Well, they didn't do a very good job of protecting him, unfortunately. This goes back to my years when I was at a different radio station, WIBF-FM in Jenkintown. I was there for 22 years. And Rabbi Kahana was a guest, came into the studio numerous times. Let's go back and hear one of our conversations.
This is the Barry Reisman Show at WYBF 103.9. We're going to stop the records, give the turntables a rest now, because we've got a very special guest in the studio who has been here with us many times, and we're delighted to welcome him back again, Rabbi Meir Kahana, the leader of the Koch Party and the founder of the Jewish Defense League. Rabbi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Barry.
We're delighted to have you back in Philadelphia, and what brings you to town today? And I understand you're only going to be here for one day.
That's right, that's right.
What brings you to town today?
Well, first of all, I've been on radio and TV, and this evening at 8 o'clock, speaking at the, my goodness, at Dural Caterers on Busselton Avenue. I think that's 7300. I think it's important, of course, that that the Jews here in this city, as in all the cities that I'll be visiting, hear the other side. I think it's quite important. The issues that I, of course, raise are very, very painful issues, but they're issues that, of course, deal with the very survival of Israel.
Rabbi Kahana, you never speak without getting people either angry or upset or perhaps elated, whatever the case, but you do evoke these emotions. But I want to ask you, Rabbi Kahana, as we begin, why is the Jewish establishment so angry with you? I mean, from what I hear, you are blackballed from different Jewish groups. You are blackballed from synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it that you're doing, a nice rabbi like you, that they don't want you to come into their synagogue?
Well, obviously, I'm touching very, very, very painful nerves and very painful issues that they would rather avoid. I'm making them think about the very difficult issues that are so, so difficult and so painful that they would do anything not to think about them, and most of all, not to have other Jews think about them. For example, when I come in, I say that Israel has got to face up to the fact that there is a contradiction between Western democracy and Zionism. Can you imagine how that makes a Jewish leader feel, who deep in his heart knows that it's quite true, but he really doesn't want to think about it? He would much, much rather go through life thinking that Judaism is Thomas Jefferson, but it isn't. It really isn't.
We're going to get down to some specifics in just a little while. We're talking to Rabbi Meir Kahana, and let me give our phone number if you'd like to call and talk to him yourself. The number is 885-8885, area code 215, box 799, Asbury Park, New Jersey, 07712. And we're back with Rabbi Meir Kahana at WYBF on the Barry Reisman Show. We'll take some phone calls in just a moment. In fact, we'll take one right now. If you'd like to call and talk to him,
Rabbi Kahana?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I didn't know he was there waiting.
Yes.
I have a question for you. What do you think about the Russian demonstrations at the Russian mission? how we did. I'm a JDL member.
Well, I mean, I think that, of course, it was great. It just bothers me that in Washington, right now, there are more Jews demonstrating at the embassy of a very, very different country than that of the Russians. I think that if against racism in Africa, that if you can have hundreds of Jews arrested constantly and you don't see a single Jew arrested now daily outside of the Russian embassy, that is a great tragedy. And I think that Jews are more interested in a Bishop Tutu than in a Sharansky, and that's a great, I think that is obscene.
I got arrested at the Russian mission, by the way.
Right on.
So,
that is a badge.
My name's Herschel Tannenbaum.
That is a badge of honor. It really is.
Yes.
Why do you say it's a badge of honor to get arrested?
Should we get arrested more often, or should we continue with the JDL continue to get arrested? Because there are talks going on.
Well, quite, you know, clearly, I don't, first of all, I don't, you know, trust the Russians. And I think that when the Soviets leak all these rumors that they're going to free the Jews, maybe yes, maybe not. I don't believe them. I think that there should be mass protests, and not just of JDL, but of thousands upon thousands of Jews. I think that if Theodore Mann, for example, head of the AJC, who is from this city, who got arrested last year, not for Jews, but for, you know, blacks in Africa, that is an outrage. So I would like to see you not get arrested and see Theodore Mann get arrested.
Rabbi Meir Kahana, you've been listening to The Best of Barry. Join us again for another retro interview at WDB.